perhaps add something to this on my own. We have to understand that we are in two states, called this world and the next world. This world, what I can imagine as myself right now, the current state between us and the Creator, and of course with the world and everything that we feel in our five senses all around us. And then there's the next world, which is what we want to happen. We want to improve the situation we have now to the next state, the next degree, the next world. And so when we imagine these states as correctly as possible, from the present state to the desired state, accordingly we have prayer. We have work of the heart, where we want to change our heart in a way that we, whatever we imagine to ourselves as the close desired state, that it will materialize, that it will happen and actually be felt between us and the Creator. And so, holding on to that all the time, our entire life, that this is the present state and the desired adjacent state, and constantly yearning for it, is what a person needs. And the more accurately we describe it, discuss it, talk about it, as to what is this world, our present state, because the world has no shape of its own. It's only what appears to us in our desires right now, and what we want to happen, the future state in the future desire, and then the improved desire, that is our corrected state, and that is prayer. And for that, we need to reach our... reach our next degree, the next world. It is said that in this world, the present state, and the next world, the next moment that we want to happen, there is nothing more than the enslavement of Malchuyot, meaning that our desires will change, and then we will feel the next world. Right now, we just need to each time try to examine correctly what do we depict as the next world. Is it truly the correct form of the next world, or something is hindering us, or we need to further make it accurate in terms of the components and shapes and properties of the next world. And if we discuss it together and portray it together in the Ten, and we imagine how the Creator appears in us and dresses into us to the point of love thy friend as thyself, and from that love thy Lord, then we accurately describe our direction, our trajectory of development, and then indeed the next world comes closer to us. Let's try to do it throughout the lesson, and also throughout the day. And if the groups manage to connect between themselves during the day and between the groups, then let's talk about that. How do we come from the form of this world and what it's built from, and me, the group, and the Creator? How do we also describe the whole world around us that connects to us in the present state, and how do we imagine to ourselves the desired state. So from the existing state to the desired state is how we each time need to see ourselves moving forward. I truly hope that this daily progress that we're making, that I feel we're making, will give us a concrete, tangible feeling soon of how we are truly changing the shape of the world that we exist in. It's like changing a channel on the television, flipping it from the 1 to 2 to 3 to 4, and so we keep flipping it until we come to more and more connected states that include everyone together in greater integration, in greater completion between us, mutual completion, and to the point that the Creator appears between us as a force that gathers, a force that connects, a force that fulfills. And this way we will find our true state in the final correction, all to make him happy. Let's begin the lesson.
Certain number 35 from the document with all our excerpts for Faith Above Reason. 35. Rabash says, even when he comes to know that the Creator can help him, and he understands that the real advice is only prayer, the body comes and makes him see that you see how many prayers you have already prayed, but you received no answer from above. Therefore, why bother praying for the Creator to help you? You see that you are not getting any help from above. At that time, he cannot pray. Then we need to overcome once more through faith and believe that the Creator does hear the prayer of every mouth. And it does not matter if the person is adept and has good qualities, or to the contrary. Rather, he must overcome and believe above reason, although his reason dictates that since he has prayed many times but still received no answer from above, how can he come and pray once more? This too requires overcoming, meaning to exert above reason and pray that the Creator will help him overcome his view and pray.
It's interesting that every time, even though I managed to ask of the Creator, let's say, and I see that my state has changed for the better, I moved closer to the group. Together with the group, I manage to better understand and better feel that I'm in the Creator's world, then all of this attainment, all of this feeling, all of this understanding becomes reason. And I don't feel that I've accepted it from the Creator. I feel that I have received it for myself, that it's mine. And then once again, I need to make an effort to portray that only through prayer, request, getting help from the Creator, only this way I can rise to spirituality. I have no spiritual forces, and I never had. And that creator over my qualities. So the main thing is what we mustn't forget, and we usually do, is prayer. That if we don't receive strength from above, then we don't advance, because there's only one force that can pull us forward. So we have to ask, we have to organize the requests. From who? From the ten. To whom? To the Creator. For what? In order to advance to being in His qualities, in His nature. And this is how we have to each time portray to ourselves more and more accurately the next state. What is the desired world, the desired state? The next world means the next shape of me with the group and the Creator. And so, this way, each time, as this portrayal will become clearer and clearer in front of me, and I know that this is what I need to achieve, this is what I'm yearning for, from within my desires, not from my intellect, meaning from my deficiencies. And then these deficiencies, wanting the next shape, that will be called a prayer. These desires that I activate when I wish to achieve that next shape, this will be raising man. And this is how I'll advance. I will each time necessitate the upper degree to me, which is called the Creator, to constantly change my present state. And if I am willing, then it will change. And this is how I rise from one degree to the next, only by prayer, only by raising man, only by raising the deficiency to that future state that I wish to arrive at. If that future state that I envision is correct, and if I truly yearn for it, then I have a kli, a vessel, and into that vessel the Creator already gives me the power of bestowal, and I discover the next degree. And this is how we advance. So, time and again, we have to be in two degrees. The present degree, me, the group, the Creator, where are we all together? And the next degree, where do we want to be? We, meaning all the friends together, towards the Creator. And the
yes, dear Rav. When you said now about us yearning constantly all the time to a state that's above reason, I have a question. When I ask the Creator to connect between us and ourselves, and the feeling comes that He did it, does that mean that I'm now in reason and I have to ask again for something higher?
If I see, of course, yes, that what I asked for is what I'm in right now, then I've achieved it. I've achieved some level of connection between us, the friends, and the Creator. And now I need to portray to myself an even tighter connection between us, the friends, and with the Creator. And this is how I keep praising myself each time. This is called Israel. The light and the Creator are one. Israel meaning the person who yearns for the Creator. Yeshalkir, straight to the Creator. Olaita, the light, means the light that appears in the tent to connect it as one. And the Creator is above that. It's the upper force. It's nature. It's how we find ourselves that all of these three components are becoming as one.
It's just that in such a moment you feel like it's a complete state. If so, how do you find here some other desirable state that's higher up?
You arrive at that, and that is the true spiritual state, then it is a whole one, and you feel its wholeness in that a deficiency appears in it for an even higher state. The spiritual state can't be comprised of only the attainment, the pleasure, the bestowal. It has to have a certain addition of deficiency from in the present state. So the spiritual degree is not just a spiritual degree. It is included with all the rest of the degrees, and the spiritual state is comprised of the development of the great Kli. So it turns out that we need all of it entirely, and that nothing will disappear from it. And when all these frames, when all these pixels come together properly, correctly, then we come to a complete picture. And that complete picture includes all of the discernments between the little shapes. Just like right now, you're looking at each other, you can see each other as little squares, right? And in each square, you see the face of each and every friend. And then all of those come together to like one friend, and that entity will be called the Creator. That will be called the Creator, but yet I don't lose all the pixels. They give me the magnitude and strength and intensity of attainment, because the attainment is comprised of something whole, where I see the complete picture and the wholeness of the picture, as well as the details of it and how they're interconnected and how they are integrally and discreetly exist at the same time. That's how it has to be, and that is what gives us the wholeness of attainment. And so when we talk about our states, we have to at least consider two states, the present state and what is the next state that we pray for, that we want to reach. It has to be in front of us clearly, because this is what we are missing, the prayer. This is what Rav Ashi is telling us here, that everything is achieved by the power of prayer. But where is prayer? It has to be comprised of the deficiency I had in the past. How did I achieve the present, and the confidence that I'm going to achieve the future? That's what we need to build and constantly live by, constantly live in it. And the more we remember the past, understand the present, and yearn for the future, we have upliftment, confidence, awakening, inspiration. And we are standing at the threshold of practically implementing these things. And we have to understand that this world and the next world are two states. The state that I feel in the current desire is called this world. And the state that I want to feel, that I'm going to feel in my new and improved desire, is called the next world, because everything is achieved through the desire. Turkey 2.
Dear Rav, question from my time. How do we feel that we are now available to pray?
We're
always ready to pray. We have to understand that. On the Creator's part, there is no limitation. He has given us the best conditions, the best possible conditions. We don't need to change a thing. But in the state we're in now, we just need to change one datum, one item, the connection between us from what we have now to something stronger, something tighter. And in it, we're going to discover our next stage, our next frame. And also, it's possible that the next frame where we connect between us stronger, with more heart, in with more of our mind and heart, as we put ourselves together more tightly together, we'll feel that common force between us that makes the connection, that binds us together, and we'll call that to the Creator. And so we will attribute the result of our efforts to that force, that we will call that the Creator, because it creates the new world for us. It creates our new feeling. We have to see that this is something that's happening right here and now. There is no next world somewhere. It's how we're going to see it. So it's only the effort to connect between us to a single heart, to this mutual aid between us. I don't have the words here. This is difficult to express in words, but you're already moving forward to a point where it will become clear from your own. And that the qualities of the clear resemble the light. If we connect between us in a way that the connection between us will be similar to the light, meaning there will be a mutual connection between the friends, of mutual bestowal, of mutually coming closer, in such a desire where we don't want to feel our bodies, our faces, nothing. We want to feel that we have a common desire towards the Creator. And the more I feel this desire doesn't belong to me, it belongs to the Ten, then accordingly we are building a spiritual kli, Ten Sefirot, in which the Creator is revealed. That's what we need to achieve. We need to portray this to ourselves, to imagine this as much as possible, to talk about it, discuss this between us.
That's actually our effort in this direction.
Yes, that is our effort to try to be as one man in one heart. And then we will discover the Creator within us. And this is the attainment of the upper world. That's all we need to arrive at.
Spain 2.
Rab, si veo que en la decena hay algún amigo que se está alejando y yo elevo mi plegaria.
I see that in the ten there's a friend that's distancing. El amigo no se integra firmemente a la decena. And I'm praying for him every day. But nevertheless, the friend is not. He's not getting connected into the ten in the right way. Is it because I'm not praying enough, or is it some weakness on his behalf?
This is because you're not all praying together for the same friend. Your individual prayer is insufficient. No, you all have to be praying. All the ten has to be praying for him. Talk to the other friends and convince them that you all have to be praying together for the same friend. And then you'll discover that the Creator deliberately awakens a certain relationship with a friend, with a specific friend, in order to not just advance him into the 10, but also connect you as a 10, and that might be the actual reason that you're seeing that a certain friend is leaving the 10 or moving away from you. As closer to the light as possible. This is how we advance. So from day to day, we have to see ourselves living in a new world, in a new state, and having new work to do, connecting all our desires in the tens to the point that they are as similar as possible to the shape of the Creator, each and every ten. Not more, not less, this is what's desirable. And then we come to a state where between us there are already such tens that are very close to the revelation of the Creator in them. And thus we will advance in a way that another ten does it, and another ten, and another ten. So, separate tens until we start connecting all these tens together, and that will be called the final correction. Now, it's not that the whole of humanity needs to be this or that way, but those people who awaken, they need to compose this state. The tens that we are composing, they will be called the rosh of the collective soul, the collective patsuf, and the body of it will have to join us through our work. The body doesn't know what's happening to it. It does have to know somewhat the general direction, but it's not required to want more than just have a better corporeal life. And we will be providing all the rest, the spiritual qualities and fulfillments.
Latin 3.
All right, Latin 3.
Buenas noches, Rab. Queremos preguntarle, ¿debemos
tener
a los amigos como ya corregidos
Pablo saying,
e igualarnos a la carencia de la decena?
Do we need to see the friends as corrected already and united in the lack of the ten?
Yes, it's desirable for each and every one of us to see all the rest of the friends as corrected, or in the very least, much more corrected than me. And when I, through connecting to them, by connecting with them, I find
Раф, вот когда я пытаюсь представить себе единство десятки,
Раф, when I try to depict to myself the unification of the ten, I see clearly that there's me, I end somewhere in my sensations, and some space continues where I cannot experience what I experience in my own space, that partition. What is that partition in my feelings? And how do you rise above that?
There's in everyone, there's me, which stays me, and then there is the group or the friends or the whole world or the whole of reality even. But I need to understand that all of this reality outside of me, outside of the self, is the Creator. That is the Creator. And the more I connect with that reality as a kli, then I basically enter the space, the field of the Creator. And there I wish to determine my spot, my accommodation. and live that way. So the more I depict to myself that me is what I am, it's my ego, but outside of me is my spiritual Kli. That's the friends, that's the whole world, that's the whole of reality. It's my Kli. And the more I come close to it, after all, I want to think about it, I want to connect to it. Accordingly, I come closer to finding my soul. My egoistic point of me remains the way it is, but what's outside of me and everything that I can imagine is outside of me, according to perception of reality, it is depicted in my egoistic desire that I need to transform in order to bestow. And then I acquire that next world, my spiritual world.
My question has to do with the description of the prayer. I want to pray for the connection, and I depict myself that in this connection we need to feel inside us each other such that what we're each missing, that we know and feel inside himself. Such a description that I have, is that right? And what I'm depicting, is it going to come from the Creator later?
No, you need to collect all the friends, agree with them together, that you are organizing the prayer together with them, that you are asking the Creator together, and only this way you will succeed. None of you, no one will succeed alone.
Вопрос, почему я не вижу товарищей на утреннем уроке? Потому что
the question is, why don't I see the friends in the morning lesson? Because I don't love them enough? And do I have a right directly to demand of them? Because actually they're already here and I'm not corrected and I don't see them, or is the 10 not corrected?
Imagine to yourself that you are with them together in the eyes of the Creator. And if you don't all describe yourselves together in towards the Creator, then you're not connected. The group is a modem. It's the place of connection between all of you to the Creator. So try to activate this modem, to activate this place of connection.
Buongiorno Rav. Volevo chiedere qual è la sensazione.
Hello Rav, I wanted to ask, what is the feeling of the next connection between us? Which is stronger? What do I need to imagine?
That we want one goal and we describe it as accurately as possible, according to our states. And then the more we all portray the Creator together between us as a result of our connection, that we build Him, we make Him, then accordingly it turns out that the connection to the Creator, the search for the Creator, is what unifies us and builds us. There's no Creator without a created being. When we arrange ourselves, when we connect ourselves together, we can design the image of the Creator. And this is how we were going.
Dear Rav, a question from my tent. What are we going to experience in that new state you mentioned?
We, in our new state, we want to discover the new world, which is in the desire to bestow and not to receive. And there, we will discover that the force of bestowal rules as the upper force, and we will feel it, understand it, and discover it. This is the next world. And then all of nature, all of reality, we're going to see how it's all governed by this one force. And we're going to discover it and be in connection with it. Moscow 7.
Правильно ли я понимаю, что независимо от того, что раскрывается...
Do I understand correctly that without connection to what happens throughout the day, success and the pace in which these states pass by will depend on me addressing that prayer that we built, let's say, after the lesson with the Ten, and not what I want?
If you can build a prayer to the Creator from every ten, of course it has an influence. Also an individual prayer, it bears an influence, but in a way that is just, you know, try in our world to send a million letters to some government office, or you send your own letter and that's it. There's a difference, right? So, similarly in the spiritual world, and much more. When everyone does it, it definitely has an effect.
Thank you very much. The current state, is it a feeling of mine in the ten, or is it my feeling of the state of the whole ten?
If you only feel your state, that is pure egoism.
Николай в Сочи.
Okay.
Раф, как всегда быть в поиске будущего состояния и не довольствоваться тем,
how to constantly be in search for the future state and not be sufficed with the current state?
אני צריך תמיד להסתכל על האחרים, להשתדל לראות אותם.
I have to always look at the others, try to see them at a higher degree.
נמצא בשיעורים.
If I read and hear and attend the lessons, I see how others are asking questions and advance, and they have a desire, and I'm included with their desires. I'm impressed by their desire, and then I have a problem. I have envy, I have lack of self-esteem, and this advances me. Only if I'm among the friends and I hear them and listen to them, then I absorb a lot of deficiencies from them and I advance with them together. Moscow 6.
Нам десятки достаточно одной молитвы на день, или после каждой встречи мы должны составлять.
Is one prayer a day sufficient, or after every meeting we have to compose a new prayer? How urgently do we need to?
Whenever you need to, but as long as you don't leave the previous prayer, and if so, you replace it with the next one.
Brazil 2.
Olá, Ravi.
Shalom, Rav.
Hello, Rav.
O Ravi diz que a oração é o desejo do coração. A pergunta é, como alinhar o desejo do grupo com o superior.
How to stabilize the deficiency of the ten together with the deficiency of the upper? That's what Arnizal is asking.
This is a question. It truly is a question. It says, make your desire as his desire, meaning you need to discuss in the ten how you're going to connect your desires to a single desire and turn to the Creator with that desire. This is called a prayer. The prayer is a prayer of many. Ten connecting together, turning to the Creator with their confident deficiency that this is what they want and this is what they address him with. And they have confidence that the Creator will answer them if they will turn to him correctly together. We have to understand there is a valve here. There's a valve. Yeah. Between the degrees, between the lower degree and the upper degree. The moment our deficiency is accurate, it unlocks the upper degree. And from there comes the light to us. And if we can't unlock it, it means that our question, our deficiency is incorrect. And we have to then make it more precise and refine it until, as it says, make your desire as his desire.
Now, let's say we made a decision and we built a prayer of many in the ten. And throughout the day, each is at work and he's thinking about that prayer. Is that the prayer of many?
Yes. When you connect during the day to think about the prayer that you have decided on, let's say after the morning lesson, this is a prayer of many. Yes, this is what I recommend doing. And it will work. Mach 10.
Hello. Could you... the Creator gives us a desire and fills that desire. It's written that you can grow the thought with the desire, but it's also written that you can create more desires. How do you work with the desires to grow them in the ten so that we will be able to grow the common desire?
You can... each time through your decision together in the ten, to change the desires and increase them more and more and refine them more and more. It all depends on you. Work on your desires so that they are together aimed at the Creator. Tzafon 1.
Good morning, Rav. I have a question. If we're all the will to receive, we're building some desire. We're always the will to receive, actually. And the Creator is the desire to bestow. It sounds like it can never connect together. So how does it nevertheless connect? How does this deficiency, how do we build a deficiency that's correct, that actually connects to...
If you want to come to a connection between you, you're already in a desire to bestow above the ego, because connection cannot be above the ego. Only it can only be inside the ego, only above the ego. So first of all, build that connection between you as much as you can, that you are together. And then from that desire to bestow together, you contact him and he will then influence your common desire. This is the mechanics. This is the technique. Rechovot.
The depiction of a valve really helps me. What is the correct deficiency that moves through that valve?
It opens the valve. The correct deficiency for spirituality opens the valve, and the light then enters the potsuf, which is the ten, which is called the ten through the open valve. Africa.
Thank you, Rav. Our question is, what is the mechanism behind the concept of influencing each other with examples? How does it work in influencing each state towards opening the valves between the degrees?
If I care about connecting with the friends, and from connecting with the friends, I begin to recognize what is connection with the Creator. Because connection with the friends, too, is also somewhat of the will to bestow. I want to connect with them. I want to submit myself to them. I recognize that only together we can attain the goal. And then bit, by making these efforts of wanting to connect us together and wanting to submit myself to be connected with them. When we want to nevertheless come to a single goal, because otherwise we don't advance. All of these inclinations, these actions, they are actions of bestowal, even though they still occur in my will to receive. But by doing them, I nevertheless draw the reforming light, the surrounding light. And this surrounding light gradually gives me more and more feeling and understanding that I'm moving towards in order to bestow. And then, out of that, I can imagine, I can portray what it means to be in order to bestow. And then I describe that, I portray that in my prayer, and then it turns out that through the group that I wanted to connect with them, that I wanted to submit myself to this connection, I wanted to see all of us in a single goal, common goal, through these actions with the group, I come to the Creator, to a depiction of the Creator, to a way to address the Creator, and the same happens with my friends in the group. And so it turns out that all those individual actions connect to a single action. And by that, we break the walls, that barrier between my egoistic experience and the altruistic experience of spirituality. And thus the light then comes and fulfills us. And we get from that a true desire to bestow. Not something we could imagine before, but a true desire to bestow. When I rise above myself, and that means that I have attained faith above reason. I have attained the quality of Bina above the quality of Malchut.
I'll ask nevertheless, Rav. We're going to do this exercise today. It feels like we've received a key. We're talking about the current state, and each will talk about how he depicts that state. How do we collect all those deficiencies to one deficiency so that we will have one prayer, where we depict one state?
We still don't understand what is one state. We're not in a one kli. Yet when you connect in a way that truly the light will connect you as one, when you truly want to be in as one man in one heart, and the light makes that connection for you, then you will feel you have a single desire. Belarus.
Какая молитва десятки способна помочь народу в тяжелых состояниях? Или надо молиться вообще за все человечество? Или можно молиться за определенный народ? Спасибо.
Ифшар лидабер аля медина ве аля ам
You can talk about the country and the nation, but as a part of the whole world, and then it will be a correct prayer. Also, all the prayers, we didn't study the prayers, but all the prayers that were composed are composed in this way, that you pray for you and the group and your people and your country and the whole world. This is how all the prayers are composed. Your prayer has to include all of that world kli. You are basically praying for the whole system of Adam. PT 5.
I'm going to scrutinize whether the address to the Creator comes from a connection between us or from my desire only. How do we scrutinize those?
That you have to scrutinize in the 10. You can talk to them, you can feel that, but it's desired to just literally talk to them during the day. How are we connecting our desires to a greater and greater connection? This needs to be like the four species that we use as symbols in the holiday of Sukkot, that they all have to be connected together, and then if we shake them, which means raising them to the Creator, then we are certain to awaken His attitude, His relationship.
Here, Rav, please.
What can I add? We have to start studying.
Item 21.
But with the same intention that we talked about in the first part of the lesson, that's where we are. So for us, the main thing is to be together and ask the Creator that on top of this studying together, we questions. Please read again. That's very important. We are designing our spiritual kli this way. Please.
Again, 21. O Hozer, the reflecting light was the vessel of reception in the line, in the kav. Now you can understand what we have asked above. How can the upper light expand only in three discernments, while there are no vessels of reception in these discernments? From the preceding explanation, you can see that now the reception of that light also stems only from Pchina Dalit, from the fourth phase. However, it is accepted in the vessels of reception and the vessel of reception of the Ol Chozer, the reflecting light that rises from Zivug of Haggah, the clash in Pchina Dalit. This reflecting light is regarded as a vessel of reception in the line that extends from Ein Sof into this void, the space, being exactly like Pchina Dalit herself, namely the reception from Ein Sof. Thus, now after the restriction that was missing in Pchina Dalit, the fourth phase, the reflected light, O Chozer, that is generated by the screen in her, takes her place.
Can it be said that the intention becomes the filling?
That we will see later. If the intention is to raise myself to the host, to the upper light, to the Creator, in order to receive from Him and to give Him contentment, then that intention fills the created being. Yes. We will talk about it.
Можно сказать, что мы, молясь за товарищей, таким образом проявляем свое отношение к Творцу.
Can it be said that by praying for the friends, we change our relation to the Creator?
It's not enough. you still have to reach the Creator through the friends. This is the condition, that I have to be connected with the friends, I need to bestow to them, but it has to be from the love of people to the love of the Creator.
All those processes that we feel that happen between us in the 10 and in our lives, are they all felt in phase 4?
Yes, the desire, and that's the most important. In the desire, we feel the whole of reality. If there's no desire, there's no feeling of reality. You see, let's say they give you now an injection that numbs your foot or your hand or somewhere, and so you no longer feel what is happening. There's no reality. You cannot feel anything because you were given numbness in your desire, anesthesia. So our main work is to develop the desire, which is mostly developed through the inclusion between us, the mingling between us. Each one of us has a small desire, but when we mingle with each other out of that, we will have a stronger, greater desire up to the desire of Ein Sof, Kazakhstan.
I don't quite understand how this reflected light becomes vessels. And then Baal HaSulam says, it's not real vessels.
Well, as much as I want to bestow to the host, and I want to clothe on the host's giving to me, according to that, I connect with the host. And then I can take all of the host's attitude to me into myself. And then I build inside of myself that same form like the host, the way that he relates to me. This is considered that I make within myself the image of the Creator. My desire starts to take on the format, the shape, which is like the Creator. And its fulfillment is the Creator's form of bestowal to me. It already becomes my form of bestowal to Him. Then I become truly similar to the Creator in that part entirely. It is considered truly Adam, similar to the Creator. That's what we have to reach.
Vessel is always called Malchut.
This should be clear, right? How the desire in the upper one becomes the desire in the lower one by the fact that from a will to bestow, it inverts to a will to receive. And this is how it descends more and more. And it turns out that the desire to bestow in the upper one becomes a desire to receive in the lower one. This is how it builds it. How is it possible to see this? Well, in our life, a desire to receive in the parents, that they want to have a child, let's say. So they give birth to the child. And this makes them those who bestow to the child. And each time they care for him, to establish him, raise him, arrange him correctly. This is how from the will to receive that for them to have children, they become a desire to bestow to those children, necessarily. Okay? And pray for them.
In other words, the world that was created for me, I have to translate it into, I am responsible for the world. I have to see to the correction of the entire world, and the whole world depends on me. And it's true. Each and every one doesn't understand how much he a special, unique point, unique vessel in the system of Adam HaRishon, which is a circular system, and the upper light is outside of the system. But in the system of Adam HaRishon, each and every one has his own point, the root of the soul, and through that point, he connects the Creator who is outside of that soul to the whole soul, to all the vessels, to all the souls. So it turns out that each and every person is responsible from his own perspective, that he exists, that he is a desire, responsible for connecting the whole world, all of reality, all the souls, everything that happens in all the worlds, all of creation. He must connect all of creation to the upper light. And that's why each one must say, the world was created for me. And that's what he's saying. Each person must say, the whole world was created only for me. It's written in the Sanhedrin, meaning 2,500 years ago. It follows that if the whole world was created for me, I have to look and delve into the correction of the world at all times, satisfy the needs of the world, and pray for them. So I have to. There are no questions about that. Good. Continue.
Reading excerpt 18, Bala Sulam says, I say that the one and only mitzvah, commandment, that guarantees the fulfillment of the aspiration to attain lishma is to resolve not to work for oneself, apart from the necessary works, that is, precisely to provide for one's substance. In the rest of the time, one will work for the public, to save the oppressed and every being in the world that needs salvation and benefit.
In other words, I have to see to the whole world and to all the people. I'm responsible for everyone, because in each and every one receives the upper light through me. And it's likewise with everyone toward the others. This is called achieving complete integration, where everyone is connected together. But each and every one must see himself, his responsibility for satisfying or filling the world through him. Each one of us is like a pipeline, a tube for filling the world with the presence of the Creator. Clear? To whom is it not clear? Focus group, what's happening?
Rav, so if so, any lack, any deficiencies that I see in the world is a deficiency that exists in me.
Of course, that's what we learn in the perception of reality.
So what does it mean now that this deficiency is in me? What am I supposed to do with this deficiency? I'm now in the 10, I take it, and
You have to correct that deficiency and fill it up. You have to.
Okay, so I discovered the deficiency, I see it in the world, I realize it's in me, and now I'm in the 10. What do I do now?
First of all, you have to prepare yourself in the 10 and prepare the 10. Then you have to work together with the 10 to fill the world. How much? Until you don't see these deficiencies. Until you fill them up. Hebrew 10.
Yes, Rav, continuing exactly with this. There are problems in the world, troubles in the world, and it's my fault inside of my 10, right? That's how I should look at it? So how do I tie the problems in the world and what is happening in my 10?
Just imagine the mechanism of the general system of Adam HaRishon, and you'll see that the flaws that you see are flaws that are in you.
That
if these flaws weren't in you, you wouldn't see the world as flawed in any way. Think about my words. Don't start with your questions already. Listen to them several more times and flower, there is no Torah.
That's clear. What is not clear is what is beyond it, when a person doesn't use the ego in its necessary form. And this is what prevents him, denies him from the possibility to use altruism.
No. To the extent that you have to bestow upon others, you awaken your ego, but it is already in order to bestow.
No, I mean.
Understand? Let's say I have to drink this cup. I don't need more than that. But there are 100 more people that I could give them this cup of coffee too. So I activate in me the will to receive for 100 cups of coffee because I'm connected to them. And then I use my vessel in order to fill them up. And that's not regarded as using egoistic vessels, although they are my vessels of reception.
Sorry, I wasn't able to connect. You just gave an example with the coffee, that you wanted to drink coffee, and 100 other people, there were 100 other people that you wanted to fulfill. So how do you do it in action? How do I...
I understand you. I become included with their desires. And then I begin to feel that I myself want those 100 cups of coffee. You understand how much I expand my vessel? Instead of one cup, I expand my vessels 100-fold. And then I turn to the Creator and receive from Him the filling that's 100-fold, and I pass it on to everyone. By bestowing upon others, I grow in this way. And that's not regarded as growing egoistically, because it's vessels of bestowal that I increase in me, expand. And by this, I become similar to the Creator.
Meaning I do all of this with my intention?
California.
It's all relative. Don't look at what's written in the books in general. Look at what the wisdom of Kabbalah requires of a person. Desire. Looking, observation, intention, and that's it. Other than that, if you want to bestow upon the host, the Creator, you can eat with gold plates, in gold plates, and the best food in the world. And the more you do it, the more the host, the Creator, will get pleasure. The Creator doesn't need anything. He's lacking nothing. All he needs is your intention, just your intention, and not how much you have in terms of kilos, but the intention. This is what we're fighting for. Would fill us enough to advance. All of our work is not to learn, but that we learn in order to connect in the Ten. Specifically in the Ten is where we have to see the right implementation, application of all of our... It works bit by bit, but we have to see to keep a domestic peace and give what you need to give. Just see that without the morning lesson, you're not alive. You immediately decline to the degree of a beast. And therefore, the morning lesson has to be the necessity. Then, maybe once or twice daily, you connect with the Ten, and that's it. And add another lesson on Shabbat, on Saturday, Sunday. And that's how we will advance. The important thing is the morning lesson. Before that, you prepare. Afterwards, you scrutinize what you went through in the lesson and prepare yourself for the next day's lesson, and that will be good. I'm certain you're making progress. You see that? This whole last phase that started with the pandemic 9 months ago, we've built ourselves. We understand where we're headed. We are in tens. We are in all kinds of connections. It is something that is already advancing in the world, progressing in the world. And in addition, the world itself is progressing. Look at their misunderstanding of where they're going and what will happen. That's what we want to see. We want to see the world getting rid of the management systems that were in it, and it's becoming more and more like a child who lost its parents. It stands in the middle of the street. Everything goes in every direction all around it, and it stands and doesn't know where are the parents, where to go and what to do. It stands stunned, bewildered. This is what we're seeing all over the world today. And then you have some of the people who are trying to steal even more than before, or control others even more than before, etc., etc. But it's on the way to disappearing. The world is vanishing. We will see a new world rising in its stead very soon. Very soon, you will see. Just like the pandemic appeared in all parts of the planet all of a sudden, likewise, the knowledge of godliness will suddenly appear in everyone. Everyone, in everyone, the mind, the feeling, and the understanding, and the words will change what they're saying. And what happened, what was before, they'll forget about it. It's as if they don't have it and they don't need it. You will see soon. I'm certain that this is what will happen.